Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Ah, Dave, always a comfort to hear your voice. Whew, such a comfort to be here to talk to you. Such a wonderful thing to get up in the morning. You know it, right? More and more we're realizing that. Oh, my friends, thank you so much for joining Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Just a marvelous day in the neighborhood here in Rosedale, a little suburb in Baltimore County, but very close to the Baltimore city line. This is where we do the show week after week, and it's going to be a really cool show. Oh, wow, I'm just noticing the snow now. What? We were supposed to get that this morning. Come on now. Yes, right outside my window. Oh, well, it's going to be even better now, the show, because we're going to ingest spring into you today. Here's why. Leon Rawlings and Stanley Cooper from the marvelous group 76 Degrees West will be here with us next hour. Mm-hmm. And then Irene Yalenti will be here in the third hour of the show. She's going to be the spokesperson in her lovely Italian accent for the all-female musical project that will gather in Baltimore this Friday called Muse. It's so exciting. Let's get started. And how will we get started today? With the birthday queen celebrating 72 glorious years on Earth. This is Aretha Franklin on Hybrid Jazz.
You got to accent to aid the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Johnny in the well, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you got to accent with a positive and eliminate the negative and hang on to that affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Thank you.
you very much. Paul Hatt on the sax.
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Isn't that hot? Oh, from the best album that Everett Harp ever recorded, for sure. This is back in 2009, First Love. Why was it the best? Here's why. Oh, she's going to go on for a little bit. Not really. Everett Harp absolutely loved when he was coming up in that saxophone methodology and inspiration. He loved John Coltrane and Dave Brubeck. He gravitated to jazz, and then somewhere along the line, he got caught up in the subgenre, and people wanted to keep putting him into the smooth jazz category. You know what? Not that there's intrinsically anything wrong with that. It's just that some of the artists who are truly superior, and Everett Harp is among them, you ask Kirk Whalum about that. Because Kirk, he is so funny. He defers to Everett. Everett Harp has so much in the way of chops that maybe he second-guessed himself about whether he should explore that first love, as it were, the name of the album. And you kind of got an inkling when he did My Inspiration back in 2007. And then First Love was the culmination of all that passion and expertise and love and the scope of what he could do on that saxophone. Then when you got producer and really tight friend, George Duke, on this particular project, and James Genus on bass, and Dwight Sills on guitar, Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Lenny Castro, Michael Patches Stewart, you got a hellacious little project here, okay? Soul Fries is the name of that tune. Just love it. Just love Everett. And by the way, he is putting the finishing touches on an album with Jeff Lorber and Chuck Loeb. I didn't know that until today when I saw the Twitter account. Everett's much better at Twitter than he is with his website or on Facebook. Just so you get a heads up. Carl Filippiak on guitar and his Jimmy Jazz Band live at the Cat's Eye Pub in Baltimore, specifically Fells Point. You heard Memphis Walk. And by the way, Carl has had a real success story with his CD on Amazon, number one in two categories, I think Jazz Fusion and Bebop. That's pretty awesome. If you go to carlfilippiak.com with an F-I-L-I-P-I-A-K, you will see where he is getting to play in the region. And yes, we are focusing big time on local and regional folks today, because next hour we are going to have two extraordinary talents from the 76 Degrees West Band, which is unbelievable. These gentlemen are going to be playing at Bethesda Blues and Jazz next month, and that's why it's such a big deal. They have a CD out, and you're going to hear some tracks, and you are going to love what you hear. You'll be up and moving. I see Yolanda Bell is in the chat room today. Yolanda! She's going to be with us for a few minutes before she has to go off to a meeting. Yolanda, you have to listen to the show in the archives. I know that's why she's here, because of these guys. Leon on as the band leader, and also Leon in 76 Degrees West, he plays bass and trombone, and Stanley Cooper is going to be with us on guitar. Then in the third hour of the show, it's Irene Yalenti, and she is an extraordinary singer from Italy. She's based in the Baltimore area now. She has assembled this musical project called Muse. And they are going to be at Andy Music on Friday. The talent involved in this is off the wall. Whew, more about that in just a second. Got to tell you that we started off with 1962's The Electrifying Aretha Franklin. Her second album, Accentuate the Positive, which was written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, published in 1944. Johnny Mercer was inspired by Father Divine and a sermon that the Reverend had years ago. Father Divine was one of these very interesting characters who has a lot of roots in Philadelphia. When I was going to Temple University, we had down the street on Broad Street the Divine Lorraine Hotel. Father Divine had bought that hotel in 1948. It was the first integrated hotel in Philadelphia. He had all sorts of people that came into the hotel. There was men and women, but they had to be separated, and they had to dress modestly and adhere to the code that Father Divine had. Well, anyway, Johnny Mercer heard him in a sermon say one day that you have to accentuate the positive and negate the negative, whatever the line is. And Johnny said, man, that sounds like a song. And the song just exploded. Aretha included this in her album that was released in March of 1962. And when she took this particular project on the road, one reviewer said that it was like being in a smoky, jazz-filled room with the power of church behind this one little slight character at the piano. Aretha celebrating her 72nd birthday today, just had a party and a half over the weekend with Clive Davis and Denzel Washington, and I thought it would be a great way to kick off the show today. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, one of the stars that's going to be at this all-female ensemble on Friday is Janelle Gill on piano. Breathtaking artist. She does not know how wonderful she is. EC3, our friend Ernest Coleman, included her on It's All About the Rhythm from last year. This is Chan's Song, written by Herbie Hancock and Stevie Wonder. And Janelle Gill is going to grace us on the piano here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. Kim, Denise Donatelli. Something so different that happens whenever her voice is heard. She just has a particular kind of elegance and class to her that is just so far-reaching. I don't know what else to use in the context, and it's certainly not because I can't be objective. I can, even though she's from Pennsylvania. She's a fellow Pennsylvania gal. She was up the road in a rural part of Pennsylvania. She had not a lot to occupy her when she was a child, and she recounted this when she was on Hybrid Jazz not that long ago. It was such a pleasure to have her. She's so down to earth, and yet when you hear that voice from Soul Shadows 2012, you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, this is a goddess. She really does have that kind of quality to her voice. She knows and loves jazz inside and out. And when you hear somebody who clearly has that attitude, it just makes you fall in love. And then when you hear a song that you've heard so many times by so many people and it sounds brand new again, that means everything. Just so you know, folks in the Los Angeles area, Yolanda Beach in the chat room, there is going to be a very sweet festival. First time I've heard about it today, doing a little research about Denise, denisedonatelli.com. That's where I went. The Los Olivos Jazz and Olive Festival. That's going to be in June. It will be in Los Angeles at the Lavinia Campbell Park, but Los Olivos is not there. I'm not sure what the connection is about why they would not have the festival there at the place for which it was named, but it's okay if there's a whole lot of people who get to hear about the place via the park in Los Angeles. That's wonderful. And the most important thing is that Denise Donatelli and her band are going to be there. So apparently she is no stranger to this festival, and something that you look forward to, I guess, in Los Angeles in early June. I love that. This is one of those neighborhood things that people just need to know about, especially if you've been in the area and have never known about it before today. Go support Denise Donatelli in whatever way you can. We heard, too, from Brian Culbertson. I wasn't going to play that track until later, but it just, I got a hankering. Brian was with us the other day, and I was so tickled that he said that he had a great time via Twitter. Yay! He was doing that track, Long Night Out, with Candy Dolfer from another Long Night Out that is brand new. And I want to tell you, since I have the book right in front of me, I love liner notes. Oh, my God. There is nothing like liner notes. There's nothing wrong with being able to buy music, singles or whole projects online, but when you are able to have the hard copy, first, it sounds better. Secondly, you get the vibe of the whole artist that way. So on here is Brian on piano, Fender, Rhodes, Wurlitzer, keyboards, and trombone, Candy Dolfer, alto sax, Michael Patches Stewart, there's his name for the second time today, on trumpet, Alex Al, bass. We're not catching fish, Trish. Lenny Castro on congas and timbales. Larry Dunn on kalimba. David Benoit and Brian on the string arrangement. Ray Parker Jr. on guitar. Eric Marienthal on tenor sax. Michael Bland on drums. Brian Kilgore on marimbas and African percussion. And Bo Humnel Kortmel, concertmaster. Gesundheit. There you go, and here we go. Janelle Gill started off the set on piano. This is from the EC3, It's All About the Rhythm project from last year. EC3 absolutely loves Janelle Gill, and that was the Herbie Hancock Stevie Wonder song. Stevie wrote the lyric for it later on. Chan's song. On bass, Michael Bowie. On drums, of course, EC3. Clint Heisen on percussion. And Janelle will be part of this Mousse project on Friday at Andy Music. Irene Yelente is going to be here in the third hour of the show to talk about it. I'm so excited about that because it's all females, and I know about each of these females who are extraordinary individually. Hopefully we'll have time to get a couple of more of the ladies that will be there on Friday in the mix today. But we're going to play a couple of songs, and this is going to be a little interesting because it will be different flavors for each. Are you ready? First, Charles Lloyd and Jason Moran from Hagar's Song. You heard Chan's song. Now, Hagar's Song. This is I Shall Be Released on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you.
they can help salute the air. But that's what makes the world go round, the up and down, the carousel. Changing people's heads around, go underground, young man. People make the world go round.
This is Hybrid Jazz. Have mercy. Forgive me. Honest to goodness, forgive me, guys. I'm about to introduce you. My guests were here a little early. I was intent on making sure that I played the stylistics from 1971 into what you just heard, the 76 Degrees West Band, because you know what? If I'm from Philadelphia and I'm going to play something that was a profound memory when I was coming up, and then I feel that a contemporary version of the stylistics and beyond are on the scene today, had to play them back to back, especially when one of my guests can make the trumpets sound so doggone sexy. Woo, that's good stuff. Title track from the CD, Keep On Moving On. We have for you one of the hottest bands, certainly in this region, that is full of talented bands. You're talking about the Baltimore, D.C. area, and the group's name, by the way, is all about the longitude for the East Coast in the Western Hemisphere, hence the title, 76 Degrees West. This is Leon Rawlings with us and Stanley Cooper. Hey, guys.
Hello. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, this is so cool, and it's snowing. We're going to get weather glitches today because it's snowing, but that's okay because, honest to God, this music is going to burn up the joint for the next several minutes. I don't know how long it is, but listen, I'm so excited about having you both on the line. There's a lot cooking with the band, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a good bit. Yeah, got the
yeah.
Coming up.
I know it, and the whole reason for this, and we have to say thank you and much love to Antonique for doing this, getting this together. Good girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
She is something else, man. And the whole reason for this today is because we want to let folks know way ahead of time about Bethesda Blues and Jazz on what, April the 16th, right?
Yes, Wednesday, April 16th.
Wow, right in the middle of the week. But you know what? There will be so many women in that club that night that you're not even going to have to worry about filling those seats.
Yeah, we're going to put the hump in the hump day on that day. We're going to put the hump
right.
in the hump day.
Oh, you've got to do something around that. That's going to put a whole new meaning to hump day. Don't. Oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah.
Get the two-step ready, fellas.
Absolutely. Look, you know, this is for real. Ladies, if you have not seen the band, I mean, collectively speaking, it's just so eye-popping, the group picture of this band, because, seriously, something for everybody there. And
yes.
I'm not just talking about it in a way of artistry, because you're all such, you know, dynamite-looking guys, and you pop off the page when we see that group picture. How did the band come to be?
I used to be on the road as the MD for Gordon Chambers and Jimmy Summers when the Smooth Jazz was popping a few years back, and Stanley and I were in the band together. And, you know, we were doing shows, and people were asking, where's your CD? We want to hear you guys, because the band is always cooking. So,
yeah.
You know, we decided to go ahead and do our own CD. And the first one was back in 2009 when we came out with Schoolboy Crush. So that's how we came about with that.
Mm. Well, I know that the buzz has been all about you through the years because it just must have been a little difficult. You were backing up so many folks in the area, and then folks
mm-hmm.
would come into town and you would back them up. So
right.
Exactly.
I know you had to be chomping at the bit to get this together. So you know, you can just brag on yourselves at this point how many folks you have worked with. Give me the whole litany and thrill the crowd.
Well,
you
well, collectively with all these – go ahead.
Go ahead, Leon. You take it away. I got your back.
There's so many different – well, we collectively as a group, I mean, we play with various artists from Marcus Johnson to Jimmy Summers, as I said, Gordon Chambers, Angela Johnson. And then individually, we all play with so many different people. Stan played with Ruben Studdard, Allison
Williams. Peebo Bryson.
It goes on. I mean,
Roy Ayers.
Right. Rick Braun. We played Eric Darius. We would, you know, we played with him. So many different people. Brian Culberson. So it's so many different artists that, you know, we've had a chance to play behind and play with. You know, it's been a blessing, and we just, you know, finally decided to do our own thing, and we're on our second, going on third CD now.
That's so amazing. And, you know, I just am smiling because doing the research, trying to get the show together and assembling the songs and knowing that, you know, here we are in this amazingly talented region, and you have some of the best of the best in that band, Leon. I mean, I know that you're the band director, and by the way, you do make that trombone sound sexy. I'm serious.
Well, thank you.
I thought that.
Man. I don't know what's going on. I had to change clothes while that song was going on. Never mind.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was bad.
Man.
And then,
thank
you know,
you.
Here's here's Eddie Backus Jr.
mm-hmm.
on sax. I mean, I've known Eddie for a minute. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's part of it. And then you got Derek Redfoot Freeman, who I've known for also a minute and a half, on
uh-huh.
drums. And it just is blowing my mind because how was it that all of these people got together? I obviously, it was God because he makes everything happen anyway. But
no doubt.
You know, this is so crazy. Was it one of those organic situations, or Leon, did you go out and seek certain folks to fill in certain slots, or what?
Well, kind of like minds. I mean, through the years, we've all played together in different situations. And, you know, once the opportunity came about with 76 Degrees West, you know, we just started, you know, pulling the right cast. Because Stan and I, we were already in a group together, like I said, from being on the road with Jimmy Summers. And then, you know, after that, you know, when Eddie left Pieces of a Dream and came to D.C., you know, that's how we wind up hooking up with Eddie, you know, because he and I, you know, we were old school friends. And the rest is history. You know, we played with Derek for years. And Kevin Walker, of course, you know, for years. And the rest is history.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Exactly.
You know
Kevin, right?
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, go to my timeline photo on Facebook. There's Kevin and I from that Mia Simone benefit the other day at Union Jacks in Annapolis. Oh, yeah, it was crazy because Mike McHenry was playing and the Grangers and Benji Parecki.
Right. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Okay, you're the cat.
Yep. It was awesome.
I know that was a good
Kevin.
Time.
Listen, as long as there was money raised from Mia Simone because she needs – you know, help to pay those bills. Thank God she is now cancer-free. But it was so cool.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, it really is. And so many folks pulled together for her on Sunday. I mean, if you were to pay for the kind of talent that you saw on Sunday, you would have paid like $150.
I understand.
Yeah. You know all about that. And Stan, how the heck do you have time? Every time I turn around, you're doing something. What? What?
I have three babies in college right now. Three in college. I got to make it happen.
Yeah, and look, I haven't spoken to you since your marriage. Best wishes for you and Susan.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you so much. Awesome.
You
thank
are
you.
Welcome.
Oh, man,
I love to hear that kind of happy ending stuff.
Oh, no doubt. She's on her way up here now. I have a performance at Blues Alley tonight, so, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
Right into what you were saying.
Wait a minute. Are you playing at Blues Alley tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now who are you playing with tonight? Jeez, I can't keep up with you.
Jessica Denson, Mardi Gras party, Mardi Gras dance party. It's going to be crazy.
Man, okay. I guess they have the Stanley Cooper cot in the back room there at Blues Alley.
Right.
I'm working on a dish for the menu right now.
Exactly. Doggone it, where's my Stanley Cooper dish?
All right.
Exactly.
Man, that's the hardest working man in show business. Forget Tom Joyner. Man, forget it.
You got that right.
I might call it a steak, a plain steak or something like that.
Oh, yes, sir. Some kind of steak activity or something. Rare beef.
Right. Right.
So this is real exciting. This is the first time that 76 Degrees West will have played at Bethesda Blues and Jazz, right?
Yes. It'll be the first time for us.
Is that from first one they collected.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this a second time. I'm going to play a song momentarily, but I want you to tell me who's going to be all with you that night, because whatever we can do to pump that thing up, we're going to do it.
Okay. That night we have, of course, on bass, you got Kevin Walker, Eddie Backus.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Eddie
Backus
cool.
is going to be there. Stan's going to be in the house. Leon, of course.
Uh-huh.
Kim Clark on trumpet. On percussion, we have Mike Burney. And we have Derek Freeman. Reg Foote's going to be on the drums. Jamal Orr on keyboards. DeAndre Schaefer on trumpet and keyboards. Brent Burkhans playing sax. Who else? And we got also Scooby. Was it Frank
Scooby.
Marshall?
Yeah,
going to be on vocals.
Frank Curry.
So, yeah, we got a nice thing happening that night. So, everybody come on out.
Well, if Brent Burkhead's going to be with you, ladies, bring the extra towel. Seriously. we ran out of them at the Butch and Rhonda Coleman CD release party, and, you know, a lot of us ladies were stranded without the extra towel, and we had to make use of our own clothes. It was not pretty. Not pretty. Well, oh, my God, this is so much fun. Well, look, I've got a couple of songs here, and I love all the tracks that I've heard. How on earth did you get Raheem Devon on this track here?
DeAndre Schaefer plays in the band, and he works with Raheem a lot as a producer. And I have been talking to him. I said, man, we should do something with Raheem. And he hooked it up. It was a while we were like, man, we kept missing each other because he was so busy while I was doing something. We wound up hooking up one night. Late at night, I was in the studio working, finishing up a track, and the producer called him and said, look, man, why don't you come down and do this track with us? And he's like, I'm not doing anything right now. So he came over, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when he finished. So he came over, and that's the rest of history.
Wow. This is it's so cool. You know, I can't say enough about what you do because it's so energized. The chemistry of the group is like this really updated version of what I heard back in Philly when I was coming up. You know, I was there in the 60s and 70s when Sigma Sound was popping. And, Linda Creed and Tom Bell were turning out these songs and elements of jazz and funk and R&B all were there. And it just seems like this is a reincarnation of that, Leon.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
We definitely would like to reincarnate this success.
I got to hear you, especially Tom Bell, right?
That would be a serious chunk of change right there. And it's really cool when an album has these instrumental elements because I really focus on this show on instrumental music because everybody can recognize when you're playing an instrument, you don't have to have a particular language. But then when you pop it with a vocal or two, it just makes the whole CD shine.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're definitely shining. It's a good doggone thing how you're shining. Let's play this track from Keep On Moving On. This is Raheem Devon with 76 Degrees West and a track called Something on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
La 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 la
my friend Ron Abrams would say, Dom, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, that is so hot. It's coming down snowing right here in Rosedale in Baltimore County. But I'm telling you what, this music is so on fire. You guys got to know that something special is happening with this band, don't you?
Well, what do you say, Sam?
We certainly hope so. I mean, you know, we put a lot into it, you know, to the production, to, you know, to the performances there. And we hope that, you know, that folks enjoy, you know, enjoy what we do. I mean, we got into music, and, you know, because of our love of music, and we just want to share that other music love.
Exactly.
Well,
put some stuff out that people like and people enjoy. You know, music is about having fun, you know, expressing your emotions and having a good time. So we try to put that across through the music.
Well, here's a couple of questions, and they're kind of heavy questions, but they're going to be fun. And honestly, there needs to be an answer for it. First of all, say that 76 Degrees West were to totally, totally pop to the point where suddenly you're in demand all over the freaking world. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yep.
We've
now,
been ready.
I know
you
artistically
know,
you're ready, but, you know, it might take you by surprise that suddenly, I mean, here you are, 1 week you're in South Africa, another week you're in the UK, and then, you know, you're making the rounds of all these festivals. Because, seriously, a lot of folks in this region, they get settled. And when they get settled, it's kind of a disturbance for them to think about going on the road. But you've talked about that. You're fully prepped for that, aren't you?
Yes, we've all been on the road, you know, for the last I don't know how many years. This is what we do as musicians, so it wouldn't be a shock for us. It would be actually a blessing, you know, so
good.
That we can go out
on the road
and
all
put
last
the music out.
What'd you say?
I was on the road last week.
You're right.
We
still
well,
get
out
with you.
That is true.
That's what we do.
But there are a lot of there's a lot of musicians anyway in this area. But there's in talking to so many folks who are either involved in jazz or R&B or a combination thereof, whatever the case is, some are reluctant to go on the road because of family situations and want to stay close to home. And that's why I was asking, because there isn't a whole lot of bands that do what you're doing anymore. I'm feeling that anyway.
It's just about managing, you know, your schedule. I mean, because a lot of times with most of us, you know, we usually travel out on the weekends, you know, from Thursday through Sunday. You know, it's just about being able to manage your schedule. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah. Well, that is very true. And apparently you do. I mean, you guys, you're all, every single one of you are seasoned veterans. That's for sure. I mean, you collectively, you have about 350 years of experience under your belt.
Man.
That is for sure. I mean, it's like you're used to every single kind of crowd. You're used to small ones, to mediums, to large ones. You're used to playing in intimate arenas, intimate clubs or arenas. So, I mean, Bethesda Blues and Jazz is perfect because you've got those intimate folks in front of you, and then you've got the seating for, like, the theater behind them. So that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
And they got some great food up there, too.
Oh, tell me. Oh, my God. Yeah. They've got really good food. Yeah, that's a big fat plus. And it's so cool because if anybody has not gone there, gosh, I have talked about Bethesda Blues and Jazz so much I need to make commissions. It's right there in the heart of Bethesda, right there on Wisconsin Avenue. Mm-hmm. And you can park in the back in an enclosed garage, which is awesome. And then you make your way around, just a short little walk. And when you walk in, people take your tickets, and then there's a beautiful little bar. Oh, I love that bar there, too. Very nice. Okay, here's the second question. Both of you, Stan and Leon, tell me what you think of the Washington jazz and or R&B scene, the music scene itself, as a whole maybe, or getting specific, do you feel as though things are popping anew? Do you want to shake things up a little? What do you think of the scene today?
Stan, you want to take that?
Sure, I can feel that one. As far as live music in general in the Washington, D.C., metropolitan area, the DMV, if you will, definitely a lot of great opportunities for musicians. I will say that in this particular area, there is a lot of work for musicians, and it works out good for music lovers as well. There are a lot of places where you can go on any given night and hear live music, see people up there with blood in their veins and their hearts pumping, you know, bringing it to you live, performing on instruments live. I mean, go-go, the gospel, the smooth jazz, the R&B. So definitely in the DMV area, there are, as far as live music, it seems very active. Definitely would like to see smooth jazz come back to the forefront as it was in the, you know, late 80s through the early to mid-90s. Would definitely love to see more smooth jazz. I mean, that's something that you could aspire to. That was what I aspired to when I was coming up. I started out playing in go-go bands, and I always, you know, it was my aspiration to be a jazz musician. You know, it was my dream to play at Tacoma Station Tavern and play at Blues Alley, you know, to play jazz. So, and that was because of all of the jazz artists in the area that I got a chance to hear as I was growing up, as I was developing. And we just don't have as many places that feature jazz as we used to. And so, you know, kind of, you know, gives you a standard to aspire to. I'd like, definitely like to see more jazz. But overall, there is a lot of live music at DMV. Thank God.
Well, Leon, I'm going to, I'm going to ask you that. And just as an aside to you, Stan, I like the idea. I'm one of those people who likes to think about it in terms of jazz. You know, I probably am real sensitive about people perceiving this show to be a smooth jazz show because it ain't that.
Right.
You know, there's a whole different kind of mix that I like to put into the show, hence the title Hybrid Jazz, because there are some amazing straight-ahead people, men and women. There are some amazing contemporary jazz men and women players out there, and there are some folks who fall into those cracks in between. So what we need to do is...
I'm not mad at smooth jazz at all, though. You know, smooth jazz really got for a lot of folks who are looking for some adult contemporary music, you know, something that they could chill with. You know, they heard all of their R&B favorites and R&B hits in an instrumental format. So definitely, you know, it definitely was a bridge for a lot of folks. It brought a lot of folks into jazz from R&B and vice versa. So, you know, smooth jazz definitely, you know, a lot of people kind of run away from that title, but I embrace it. I think it was.
Well, not run away, but, you know, in trying to make sure that there is another bridge that is gapped between those people who are smooth jazz aficionados and folks who came up knowing that there was a different sort of, if you will, and this is the first thing that comes to mind, Because I love a lot of what is under the smooth jazz umbrella, but there are some folks who believe that there is a more non-diluted kind of jazz. It's more of a bebop sound, and we could talk about this all bloody day. But, but you're right. You are absolutely right about more venues needing to have clubs. But here's the thing, and Leon, you can take this and tell me if you agree. What is just common sense is that there has to be radio that's on all the time that plays the music in order for clubs to find meaning to stay in existence.
Yes, I mean,
definitely.
If I think if we put more people, turn more people on to shows like your show with internet radio, because a lot of people are listening to the commercial radios because it's free and it's in their cars, but they need to see the other avenues like your show, you know, so that they can hear, you know, that there is more to it than just, you know, the regular commercial radio, so that they can hear what's going on, you know, and with you can bridge that gap between there and the clubs and the different venues, like they used to have when 105.9 Smooth Jazz was running really hot in D.C. at that time. You know, Smooth Jazz was really popping at that time because I was on the road all the time. And Stan, I tell you, we were working in every city, you know, and that was only maybe 5 or 6 years ago. You know, we were working all the time. But when Smooth Jazz Radio ended, it kind of killed a lot of that.
Yes. Yes, and here's why, and both of you understand this, because at the time, and this was the story too with WSMJ, the other smooth jazz station in Baltimore, when we were on the road, we would set up and have these remote broadcasts happening for the brunches on Sunday.
Yeah.
So people were driving around in their cars saying, oh, let's stop. Oh, God, yes. So all of these clubs and these different restaurants were populated, and I love the fact that I can do this and call my own shots on this show, but it would really be wonderful if commercial radio came back full-time and played all of the jazz on terrestrial radio, because that's when you'll start popping again with these different places.
Most definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Leon, what do you think about that? I mean, what is your perception of the music scene in D.C. or Baltimore or wherever now?
Like Stan said, there are a lot of opportunities for musicians to play, but, you know, for a group like a 76 Degrees West, because we're so diverse and have a big band, we have to go into a place like a Bethesda Blues that holds like 500-plus people. Because they don't have, you know, venues that can fit a band like this, you know, because we're not just smooth jazz. We're funk, we're R&B, we're smooth jazz. We play some straight ahead. We do a little bit of everything.
Yep.
But, you know, they have to open up more venues like that, you know, and that's why I like this particular place. You know, when they came to us with this particular show, you know, I figured it would be the greatest thing because, you know, you can see a band like this at a 500-plus venue and, you know, get the kind of show in that people want to see. You know, that's my perception on that.
And honestly, with the kind of ticket prices, which are completely reasonable at Bethesda Blues and Jazz, it's just really awesome. The wide array of talent for that kind of price, come on. I mean, this is the shadow of Washington, D.C. All these political and government folks and entertainment folks are living in Bethesda. And for a modicum, you can see world-class talent like all of you guys because it is a big band. It's so exciting.
Right. And we pattern ourselves, like I said, after the earlier groups, when you introduced us, you said that, like the old Philly sound, like the Kool and the Gang, the Earth, Wind, and Fire. And if you went to see this kind of show at a Constitution Hall or something, you would pay, like you said, at least $100 to see something like this.
That's right. My God. And it's just when you have a reputation the way all of you do in 76 Degrees West, it's just really wonderful because And this may be another subject for conversation, but you really do have to pick where you play very
yes.
carefully. You don't want to saturate yourself.
That's why people don't see us in the area that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because when you do play, it's an amazing event. I saw that poster. That poster is popping.
Thank you.
Woo! Man. And I don't know the circumstances of how you got the PR together, the promotion team or what, but whatever you're doing, it's doing a lot of good. Are you happy with the team?
Absolutely. Right now, I think everything's going well. But we're still pushing. We want to get everybody in the seats. We don't want to have one empty seat in that place. So, you know, they can still buy tickets right now. And I tell people, don't wait till the last second because you may not
get
in.
Yeah, you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I just went by the venue the other day, took the entire length of Wisconsin to go to Blues Alley to see Kevin Eubanks.
Nice.
I wanted to... Oh, yeah. Kevin, he's such a sweetheart. And that was a great show with, by the way, Bill Pierce and Boom Boom Camacho. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was nice. Okay. Yeah. So when I went by, and what you just said makes so much sense. People pass by and they see the marquee, you know, 76 degrees west is going to be on the marquee. Don't wait until the last minute. This is what folks in D.C. and Baltimore do. They twirl their hair and go, oh, I'll just wait till the day of the show and I'll go then. I'll buy tickets. No. No. You go right now to BethesdaBluesJazz.com. Very easy. Find April 16th. Purchase your tickets today.
Yes. Yeah.
It's today. And what?
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
I'm going to put you on the mic,
sis.
No, go ahead. She's much better looking than Flavor Flav. We can definitely use her something.
In a past life,
you know,
you don't know. In a former life, I was known as Flavor Flav. That's a different story.
Oh, wow. You must have had a lot of energy because Flav, you got a lot of energy, I tell you.
Well, you know what? Seriously, this is the truth, and this is the first time that I have ever said this with this show. I don't want just any musician on this show anymore. Because the show has taken off. There's well over 105,000 listens for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to make sure. It's really very cool. And, again, God is good in the neighborhood. God. Can't say it enough. But there are worthy musicians that are out there, and that's why I wanted – you guys to be on the show today, because people need to understand, first of all, what's in their neighborhood, and then outside of this region, people who are listening to the show in France or Japan or California or New York, anywhere
mm-hmm.
on the globe, they need to know about you. Because that inspires them to get their arses off the ground in their own towns.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep. Because you guys know how to play, and you don't know who's out there in these separate cities going, man, I wish that I had somebody who was doing something fresh that I could hear.
Right.
To make me want to play and play with other cats or make it a situation where there are men and women in a given setting, whatever the circumstances, you're breathing new life into multiple forms of music, and I'm just so glad that you're doing it.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you. I mean, and, you know, support like yours, you know, we definitely appreciate you, and you know, it makes this more worthwhile. You know, that folks who love the music, such as yourself, would go to the lengths that you go through to make sure that you get it out so that folks can hear it and appreciate it, and share with, you know, something you found that you love and share with others. That's really important.
Well,
you know, it's a symbiotic relationship. You know, we don't make music for ourselves. You know,
exactly.
For you, and you in turn, you know, you support us in that. We help
right.
each other. We make things better for each other.
Well, it's just you're a real source of pride for this region, and man, folks are going to be coming from out of town to see you on April 16th. You know that because you've already
yeah.
you've already been told about that. But look, there's going to be folks in the front seats there who are going to be looking at you like you're the second coming.
Well, I hope they feel that way. I mean, that's a good thing, or isn't it?
Oh no, it's good because it's not that there is
not much pressure there. Excuse me.
It's that people when there are artists who are young and they're looking to see what they want to become in the way
yeah.
of sheer artistry, when
mm-hmm.
they're looking at you, they're seeing the best that they could be.
Right.
So now you have this amazing responsibility, and I know that you're all up for that challenge too. So it's just exciting to see it blossom. It really is.
Yeah, because we all are teachers as well, so a lot of us do lessons, and we try to inspire. I mean, because the group that came before us did the same thing, and we aspire to be like them, so we're just trying to continue that, you know.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be lost, so we're just trying to continue that and promote so that the kids that are coming behind us, you know, like you said, they'll have something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Oh yeah, I get that all of you are real mentors and really like to be generous with your time. So that's important too. Well, okay, we got April 16th, and I'm going to play another song, one of my favorite songs.
All right.
I Do Love You is coming up. I Do Love You, and I do.
Yeah.
I do, Leon and Stanley.
Thank you so much, Chris.
So,
we get to see you soon.
You know what? You are definitely going to see me there on the 16th, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, make sure you're in the front row. Come on.
Well, I'm going to be a big, fat distraction if I'm in the front row.
All right, well, make sure you're in the back.
No, you stay up front. You stay right up front.
That makes me feel even that much more better.
And, well, you expect to get a whole bunch of pictures that night because the whole doggone Twitter and Facebook is going to be covered with 76 degrees west.
All right. We're ready for that.
Okay. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Is there anything that you would like to say?
We'll do our best to live up to all the expectations to which Trish has heaped upon us.
Yeah. Again, no pressure, guys. No pressure. Would you like to say anything in parting to the new fans that you have collected while you've been doing Hyper Jazz?
Well, for those that don't have our music, they can go to Amazon, or they can go to iTunes, CD Baby, and buy, you know, our new music so that they can, you know, listen to more of our stuff and get a chance to check us out. Or they can go out to our website at 76degreeswestband.com and you know, see what we're doing. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us at our website.
And good for you that you've kept all of that up to date. The website looks great. The Facebook page looks great. You got your Twitter. You got it all together. And on top of all that, ladies and gentlemen, they deliver.
I like that.
Oh. Man, and do you ever. That's so great. Thank you, Leon and Stanley, for being here today. It was a pleasure.
Well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Please come out to the show, everyone. I have 3 kids in college, Louis, Desi, and Sienna. And the mission is me, and I need the battle tickets.
Yeah, go and buy the tickets. Get your tickets now, because I don't want people to be waiting at the last second. And then you know, people say, "Man, I drove from all out of town, and I can't get in." You know, please go right now if you can. Go online and buy your tickets at BethesdaBluesandJazz.com.
But a shout out to Kathy and Wanda. They're on the show also. That's really fun.
If you have anybody that comes to you after the fact and says, "Oh man, I couldn't get tickets," I'll handle that. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
They don't want to see this tough Philly come out of me at all. They don't.
Oh,
God,
man.
Love you. Leon and Stanley, thank you. I'm going to close out with "I Do Love You" from Keep On Moving On. 76 degrees west. Woohoo!
Thank you so much,
too.
Take care, ladies.
You too. God bless.
That was fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. Wait till you hear this song. Let's not waste any more time. You are going to fall out. Here we go. Hybrid Jazz.
Yours in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my
Let me tell you about that voice. I did not hear the voice sing initially. I met the voice when she spoke to me. This is going back over a year or so at UB Blake. There was a little get-together, a jam session that was really cool, and you have to walk up the steps there on Howard Street and get to mingle, and you have a little glass of wine, and first of all, this breathtaking lady was there. I had not seen her in any of the circles that I traveled in. And I remember asking somebody, who is that lady? Oh, that's Irene. Oh, you haven't ever heard Irene? And I said, no. And the person that I was talking to said, oh, God, Trish, wait till you hear Irene. So I did not. I spoke to her. We exchanged pleasantries. She had this really warm vibe about her, and I found out that she was from Italy, and she had this engaging little one-to-one thing about her. But then I was at Andy Music one night, and I heard her sing, and I thought, Trish, don't you dare cry in front of all these people. She brought something out of her when she sang that was years, if not centuries, old. She had something in her that had to come out that was the best blessing in the whole world, and you just heard a small part of that. It is my great pleasure to give you my friend and one of the most phenomenal singers that I know of, not only in this area but beyond, Irene Yolenti. Irene. How
Hello.
Are you, honey? Hey.
Thank you for the wonderful words. Oh, my God. Thank
you.
Oh,
of course. Do you remember that time that we met at UB Blake?
I do remember that day. I remember it very well.
That was so...
It was one of my first time. Actually, you know, I just moved maybe a year before, or even less than that, to Baltimore. And
really?
I was at the getting because I really needed to know people because I was so new and I didn't know anybody. So I just saw this event on Facebook, I believe, and I went. And there were only a few people that I knew already. And anybody
oh
else
my
was
gosh.
Missing.
How you about that? Well... You know, you seriously then, if you were only in Baltimore for a short time, you really have some made some significant strides in a few years, don't you think?
When I think about it, yes, because I got to be honest with you, when I first moved in 2010, for almost a year, I didn't do anything. I didn't sing outside, and it wasn't because I didn't want to. It was actually more for legal reasons, because when you come to this country and you're not American, but you are under a student visa, as I am, you are not allowed to work in any field for the very first year. So you have to be patient and wait for a year. So, you know, I didn't want to play dirt and I wanted to play right, so I waited. And the only circumstances that I could use to perform were, you know, school concerts, Peabody events. So we're talking about 4 concerts in a year, which, you know, for somebody like me, was coming from years of practice. I mean, in Italy, I was singing a lot. That first year was very tough, because from a lot of singing to real nothing was a lot. So when that meeting happened, when that gathering happened, I was like, you know, the year has passed. I gotta go and get something, and that's what happened.
Man. Wow, I didn't know it worked like that, Irene. That's really intriguing.
It's very complicated. But then after the first year, you got to work it out, and you got to go out and make it, you know, as bigger as you can. And that's what, you know, what I tried to do after that first year. I just went out and looked for any small little restaurant gig, and I went to Andy Music, and I started to get to know people at jam sessions, and I am surprised that today, you know, I actually am able to put together all these women and do this concert on this coming Friday. Is a big achievement for me. I feel pretty good about it.
Oh, it sure is. This is so crazy, and it couldn't have come at a better time because, and I'll just say this to you without getting into any controversy because this is a different subject entirely, but this past weekend it was a very big deal because a friend of mine who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, Professor Ellen Sealing, she had a rally in San Francisco so that Wynton Marsalis would take note about the fact that he needs to have blind auditions at Lincoln Center for their jazz band so that women can participate. So we're coming off the heels of that, and that was a very successful rally last weekend, and here you are doing it. These women that you're going to have at Andy Music, oh, my God, how did you do this, Irene?
I don't know. I just called them. I just called each one of them. I'm like, would you be up to do something like this with me? And they were, yes, absolutely. So we had to get together and find a night that worked for all of us. And we are 7, so it's not easy to put together all these very busy women. So we found a date, and then we just went for the repertoire. And I decided that, yes, I was putting it together, but I didn't want to be the leader. I wanted to be each one of these single ladies a leader. So each one of us is the leader of the project. There's no one leader. So each one of us chose 2 tunes that we feel really inspired us and are playing, and we just give, each one of us is going to give something to these individual 2 tunes that we all chose. And it's going to be anything. It's going to be Patsy Cline. It's going to be Billie Holiday, Abby Lincoln. It's going to be John Coltrane, George Duke. It's going to be everything that we love and that influenced us throughout these years. And I'm very happy that it's also a variety of age because we have a 20-year-old, Savannah, and I'm 34. So we have this gap of 14 years in between us, but the music is going to bring us all together. And I'm so excited. I am so excited, for real.
I don't blame you. I'm so staggered by the idea that it's going to come to pass because, you know, people usually talk about doing something like this.
But
I'm
why
very,
was
I am
it
a concrete person?
Yes.
I cannot just
yes.
talk about it. Also, because I have a limited amount of time when with my visa, and I have to use it very so. I couldn't waste any time. I'm like, okay, I couldn't make it last year. I'm going to make it happen this year before, you know, anything else might happen. Before, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in 2 months. So I have to be concrete in what I want. And I'm a Scorpio. I don't know where you are, but I'm a Scorpio. So I need to do it.
Well, let's put it to you this way. I was born on October 16th, but I had my chart done, and everything is in Scorpio. So
you know what I'm talking about. You know what
yes.
I'm talking about.
Yes,
passionate
I
people,
do.
We need to make it happen. There's no, oh, one day I'll call you. No, I'm not going to call you tomorrow, and it's going to be at this time, and you've got to pick up.
Good for you. Well, why was this important to have this assembly of women, though? That's my main
because
question for you.
I'm
going to
be honest with you, because until I moved here to Baltimore, I never found in Italy this connection and this type of support from other women. In
Whoa.
Italy, I just found a lot of competition between vocalists, and here I saw vocalists come into my concerts, and I go to other vocalist concerts, and I saw all these women just really wanted to work together. And it's something that I never encountered before. You know, not that everybody in Italy is like that, but maybe, you know, the small reality of my city was not allowing me to do something like this. But
yeah.
now I'm in a bigger city with people that actually work with the bigger names and that play because they love to play and because they know that there is room in this business for everybody. There is no competition allowed. That's
you,
what
you
know. That's what I was coming from. Right? There is no competition allowed because there is room.
Oh my God! You just said a mouthful. And everybody has their own kind of gift that they bring to the table. So
exactly.
you know, what is the point?
And that's the beauty. That is the beauty of it. We all have our own voice, and there's
yes.
always somebody who's looking for that specific voice. So there is an audience for everybody. And nobody's going to sing like me, and I cannot sing like anybody else. And that's the beauty of it, is that each one of us is completely unique. And that's why I don't feel competition, and I want to work with these other women.
It's a beautiful thing. I swear to you, Irene, this is going to set a precedent because, first of all, you know, I have to say that we had another female assembly of talent at Andy last week, but the focus on this is so crazy because we're talking about 7 women on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the equivalent of who we just had in the way of Leon and Stanley in 76 Degrees
exactly.
West. They've got a bigger band, and this is almost like a big band. So,
it is a big band. And for the men out there, we're all pretty. By the way, you know, it might be interesting. It might be something more.
If you do say so yourself, if you do say so.
It never hurts. It doesn't hurt. You know, we're all going to bring our own beauty inside and outside.
That's right. That is right. And I love the whole notion of why you call it what you call it. Explain that, because it's difficult to translate from the Greek, but you
coming from
Italy.
Because actually there was another name at first for the project, but we decided to put it on the side and actually come up with something different. And the Muse, it's just the Latin word for muses, and the muses were just this goddess, female goddess, that Greeks and Latin people always prayed and were calling for inspiration. And the word music comes from the word musa. So, we just get together and we thought that was a perfect combination for these 7 women.
Wow.
We
is
don't
that
consider
right?
us goddesses, but we almost are, you know, in our way. We all women are goddesses in a way, so why not?
Oh, you definitely are.
But it is more, thank you, honey. But we definitely want to celebrate the musics of our lives, of our music career, so the musicians that have inspired us, the way the muses were inspiring ancient populations.
Mm. And, you know, it's interesting because the way that I initially heard you describe the assembly of talent, there was an offshoot of something that really struck me. You use the phraseology somewhere in the mix, co-inspirers or co-inspirations. And it made me think of each of you goading one another to be their absolute best in your own comfort zone or out of your own comfort zone. Beautiful.
Exactly. And that is exactly the reason why I really pushed not to be the leader, but I really wanted each one of us to bring on the plate their own personality. And I really wanted to be inspired, and I knew that in this way I could have been inspired. And it was a great chance for me to learn new tunes and to just get something new. It really, really just working on the tunes already inspired me. So I am so positive about the fact that after Friday I'm going to be even more inspired. Like, I'm already thinking about how to expand this concept. Just in my mind, I have new pictures in my mind that could come out of this project. I don't see it as a one-time thing. It might become something else. It might become a jazz festival. It might become a series of female collaborations. I don't know. I'm not gonna work it out though, because if Friday goes the way I want it to go, which I'm positive it will do.
Yes.
I will work on something more, and I will make this thing happen in any, you know, in other different ways that will involve still the same concept of inspiration and female collaboration. I think it's important to celebrate these type of collaborations not only on March. You know, I think it would be nice to have this collaboration throughout the year.
Oh, sure. Yes. I mean, yeah. I wasn't even going to make mention of the fact that, you know, March is a particular
month
that's special to women, you know.
That's why it was easy to make it happen on these months. But
right.
I think it could work in general.
This is very exciting for you to indicate that more might be coming. In my mind,
I'm already traveling, so.
Okay.
be ready. Be ready. Something else is coming up.
Well, you know, you've already, as far as I know, you've completed your studies at Peabody, correct?
Yes, I am graduating in May 22nd.
It's
going to be the end of it. I've been here for 4 years, so something new is going to come out.
See? And the timing could not have been more perfect. I have to make mention that before we heard the very thought of you by you, and it was a beautiful interpretation. I love Mark Meadows, and I miss him terribly on the keyboard, by the way. He
Mark.
Is so wonderful. But before we played you, we played Delandria Mills on the flute, her interpretation of A Child is Born from her Home for the Holidays CD from 2011. Mm-hmm. And Delandria will be with you on Friday, as will be Jessica Boykin-Settles and Savannah Harris, Janelle Gill, Amy Shook, who we're about to play momentarily. And is it Rachel, is it Winder or Winder?
It's Rachel Winder.
Winder.
Yes.
Okay.
And Savannah Harris.
I mentioned Savannah, yes.
And Savannah Harris. So it's going to be the seven of us. I really, really, really encourage people to reserve their tickets. You know, because it's going to be cheaper. It's cheaper, and it's going to guarantee the seat. So people should call Andy Music, and can I give the number?
Oh, please do. Yes, please.
Okay, so you should call 410-385-2638. Or you just go on andymusiclive.com and reserve tickets there. But I really, really highly recommend it, because I think it's always good to reserve tickets and commit to something. I encourage people to support the art of jazz music, because it's not that hour, and it's not that hour or those 2 hours. For us, it's a whole commitment. It's hours of preparation and studying, and you know, we just talked like 20 minutes about the concept. Imagine how long it took me to come together with this concept and put together the tunes with all the women. It's a lot of
yes.
work, and I think it's rewarding for us to see people coming out and what.
Oops, call dropped. That's okay. You know what? This is okay because the call dropped, and I know Irene will call back. While we're waiting for Irene to call back, another performer that will be on the stage at Andy Music on Friday, you are familiar if you've listened to Hybrid Jazz at all. This is Amy Shook, one of the premier upright bassists in this region, played the White House twice. Here she is with Felicia Carter and friends, St. Vitus Dance, From Nothing to Do, a couple of years ago on Hybrid Jazz. That was a romp, wasn't it? Oh, man. Just so many different kinds of jazz and instrumental music are being played in this area, whether it's Baltimore or D.C. or down the street in Philadelphia, down the other end of the highway in Virginia. Just amazing. Amy Shook on upright bass on that piece, St. Vitus Dance. There's a couple of instrumental tracks on this particular project called Nothing to Do. It's Amy Shook in conjunction with Felicia Carter, one of those great old-school, high-voiced, blossom-deary kinds of voices. Amy and Felicia go way back. This was back in 2011. On piano here was Bob Buda, Frank Russo playing drums, Donato Silveiro on guitar, and just real nice to know that Amy Shook, who, and I've said this before, and I don't know how she feels about me saying this, but here's Amy, who looks like the next-door neighbor who's a librarian, playing upright bass as if there was no tomorrow. You know, she's got the glasses on, she's got long hair, beautiful natural face, right? Taller. So she's pushing the glasses up and she's playing the bass. And I have seen many a guy in the audience, their jaws drop when they see her, because she's a muscular bass player. She doesn't take any shiggity when she's up on that stage. So there she's going to be with these other glorious females. And it's just really cool to see the different kinds of backgrounds that these ladies collectively call, for all intents and purposes for this Friday, Muzik. Wait a minute. Let me get the correct pronunciation. Wait a minute. Let me go back to what Irene says. Musa. That's it. It's actually spelled M-U-S-A-E, and it just is one of those Greek words that indicates that there is inspiration with music and dance and how the goddesses in Greek mythological times looked after one another. I love that imagery best. So nothing could be more the truth than what you're going to see at On Deep Music. Now, if you are in the area, let us tell you this. It's www.andiemusiclive.com. That's the best way to get your tickets. There's a couple of different shows, I think, this Friday. I'll make sure that you find out about it. Amy Shook is right there, and it gave me time playing that song so you could hear the second of Irene's tunes. Now, here's what I have to say to you about this tune. Also with Mark Meadows, who we adore, on piano. Irene's voice, Mark's piano. She said the first song, The Very Thought of You, is mixed down. This is not the final mix, but I want you to hear her voice. Irene Yalenti on Hybrid Jazz. This is called Your Everything. Nothing seems so right.
seems so right as to be with you. And when I'm with you, I always say you're everything. And as time goes by, floating like a bird, am I? Even songbirds sing all to sing you're everything. Fun for those who know that in love and life's a game. And as we go dancing through the sun in love, and as time goes by, floating like a bird, am I? Even sunbirds, I know all things. You're everything.
This is Hyper Jazz. Thank you.
trick eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. And they say, why, start a bet if you win me, Joe. Why, do they do it that way? If they say,
I'm telling you what, it's just so weird. I don't know why people gravitate to certain kinds of songs, and it just seemed like it would be a good song, that one that is a favorite for so many by Michael Jackson. It just seemed so natural to play it after Kevin Eubanks' The Gloaming from The Messenger, after having seen Kevin Eubanks at Blues Alley on Friday. I don't even know what to say. Bill Pierce on sax, Boom Boom Camacho on bass. It was just magic. And Kevin Eubanks is one of those guitarists. Once you see him, he will become one of the favorite artists that you've ever seen playing any instrument, because he puts everything into what he has. Just amazing. But let me tell you about Michael. I just had a notion less than 10 minutes ago to pop in the date March 25th and then put Michael Jackson's name next to that date. As it turns out, for folks, anybody in the chat room will remember this, hopefully. Anybody listening live or in the archives, March 25th, 1983 is when Suzanne DePass from Motown put together that special Motown show, Yesterday, Today, Forever. That was the day that Michael Jackson played with his brothers, and then the stage went into a different mode. Michael was left alone on the stage, and he did Billie Jean. You remember that? And that was, he had just practiced this in his kitchen hours before. He did the moonwalk, and everybody went insane. He had the glove, he did the moonwalk, did Billie Jean. The world was changed as we know it. March 25th, today, 1983. I had no clue when I played Human Nature because I wanted to have the feel of Kevin side by side with Michael Jackson. But it just goes to show you, there's always a reason for everything. You might not know what the reason is at the time, but later on down the road, or even after we depart this earth, we will find out. We also heard, by the way, from Marion McPartlin. And let me tell you about Irene after I tell you about Marion McPartlin, because folks have hung in thinking that Irene was going to come back to say goodbye. Her phone died, and she doesn't have a charger, so it's okay, just as long as you know about the show at Undie Music on Friday. Marion McPartlin from 1995, Straight No Chaser, from Yoshi's, Live at Yoshi's, Night Spot. Yeah. Bill Douglas on bass, Glenn Davis on drums, and just to let you know, Marion McPartlin is very much top of mind because of Irene and these ladies getting together on Friday night. Here was Marion McPartlin coming from England many, many years ago, and she didn't know a whole lot of people. She had married Jimmy McPartlin, cornetist, in 1945. They divorced in 1972, remained good friends, and then she remarried Jimmy in 1991, right before his death. Carved out such a career for herself, was one of those ladies. There was only four. Great Day in Harlem, that masterful picture back in, decades ago now. So Marion is top of mind because her birthday was the 20th of March, and then she passed away last year on August the 20th. Just days after Cedar Walton and George Duke at the age of 95. So I'm thinking of those women who came before and what Irene is doing with this assembly of talent at Undie Music this Friday, and just basking in what will be the next step for women in jazz. Irene said so many wonderful and wise things in the time that she was with us before her phone conked. And it's just important for us to be supportive of women's efforts in jazz, because even though this is 2014, there are those who would really not necessarily like to see women get a fair measure of support or even attention. So let's make sure that those of us who are evolved get to see the efforts of these glorious artists, get them up front and center, away from the back burner, onto the front burner. And if you go to see where you can get tickets, very simple thing, ondemusiclive.com. Whatever Irene does or any of the ladies who are going to be doing their thing with her on Friday, whatever they do, it will be mentioned here on Hybrid Jazz, because these are some women who have paid their dues. Even though some of them are very young, they've been playing for a while, and they need to get pushed. So if it takes another woman or another kind of endeavor that's internet radio or terrestrial radio, and Irene was just on WEAA last night, and that's great. I'm really glad to see that in any way, shape, or form, she gets the kind of promotion that she needs to get. But if you are a woman and especially play an instrument, and it's a little frustrating for you wherever you are to get the kind of attention that you need or deserve, you come right here. Mama take good care of you. Woo! With that in mind, let us tell you that Friday's, or no, oh yeah, bookmarking that thought, Thursday's guest will be Lisa Hilton, who's got a new project called Kaleidoscope. Lisa is monumentally talented on keyboard, composer, mentor, educator, And I'm looking forward. This will be the first time that we will have ever met, ever spoken, so that will be cool. Come International Jazz Day, April the 30th. We won't have Hybrid Jazz on the Tuesday or Thursday of that week. We will have an extended show on Wednesday, April the 30th. The Monk Institute gave me a call yesterday and said, would you participate with us? Are you kidding me? I am so far in, I'm out of sight. That is for sure. We're going to do something special, and in the days to come, you'll find out what that special is. Thanks to everybody who joined us in the chat room today. Yolanda, I love you truly. Beach, you know I love you. All our guests back and forth. For Irene Yalenti and for Leon Rawlings and for Stanley Cooper from 76 Degrees West. Don't forget about that date on the 16th of April at Bethesda Blues and Jazz. BethesdaBluesJazz.com has more information. That's where you can purchase your tickets. Don't wait to get them. There won't be any room if you wait. Just as the same situation is with Musa this Friday night with Irene and company. God bless you all. If you're seeing the snow outside your window at this moment, please drive carefully. I'm on my way to get my son. We'll see you on Thursday with Lisa Hilton. God bless you, and thank you. From Hybrid Jazz, from Trish Hennessy.